a lot of inyanim. We have a packed parsha. Many lomdish inyanim, many yesaidis and yahadus. Coming off Masechta Makis. We have inyanim and halachas, which we saw properly through the Gemara. So there's many nekudas, but the time is short. I'll shtel on briefly. First lamdish nekuda I want to shtel on is shteken pasuk al pi shnayim edim o shloish edim yumas hameis lo yumas al pi ed echod. Sugin davavam with beis and makis. What's this pasuk telling me? Al pi shnayim edim o shloish edim yumas hameis. It tells me the full din. So shnayim o shloisha, we have the Mishnah Daf Hei Amud Beis, Vav Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva, three mahalchim on the Mishnah that we learn out from Al Pishnayim O Shloisha. What's the Hekesh? But Benkech Ubenkech, the pasuk says that the mace can only be killed Al Pishnayim at least. What's the pasuk saying? Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad Zog the Gemara Davav Amud Beis. What does Eid Echad mean? Eid Echad doesn't mean one Eid. It means Echad, Echad. What's Echad, Echad? Eidus Miuchedes. That they saw Eidus Miuchedes of the Gemara Davav Amud Beis can mean one of two things. Either that they saw one after the other in an Aveira that's an Aveira named Sheches, or that they saw it from two angles and they weren't standing together. I'll pun on the phrase, they saw it from two different points of view, that they weren't standing together. Halach is, that's called lo yumas al pi eid echod. That's phrase, the Mishnah phrase that, that's called eidus miyuchedes. What's an eidus miyuchedes? That they, we have two eidim, saw the exact same maisa, but they weren't standing in a place together that they were able to see each other. Echod michaloin ze, vechod michaloin acher. What's the halacha? It's a psul in dine nefoshes, and it's kosher b'dine memoines. Now, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs is moine this as a lav. One of the minyan that the Ramban is moine, not like the Rambam, is he's moine this as a lav. The Rambam and the Ramban, they differ in many mitzvahs, whether it's how to, in the minyan, how to count the mitzvahs. And they both have to fit with the number of 613. Between 365 lavin and 248 mitzvahs asei, so certain minyan mitzvahs, whatever the Rambam, let's say, doesn't count, and the Ramban does count, they have to fit with the numbers, let's say. Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban, it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. The Ramban is moined as a mitzvah. So that which the Ramban is moined that mitzvah, he has one less mitzvah and other mitzvahs to be moine. So at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, you have Shichichas HaLavin on Das HaRamban. Throughout Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban is chilek on different lavim of the Rambam not to be moine them. But then at the end, he adds all the mitzvahs that l'shitosu have to be counted. One of them, the ninth mitzvah is HaMitzvah Atshis, it's in the lavin, Shenimnanu Shelo Lekabel Eidus Miyuchedes B'dinei Nefoshes. We are manua from being mekabel and edus miyuchedes in dine nefoshes. Vuhu, sheyio edim roin oisei echad michalein ze, veechad michalein acher, rochek min harishon. And they're standing in a way sheino indim b'chalein yisichanum lirois ze eze. Aval kulam roin ve'bala avera. They both see the bala avera, but they don't see each other. Vuhamora yizale, al pishnayim edim eshloish edim yumas ameis, lo yumas al pi eid echod. Va'omru balei ha-kabola, balei ha-mesoira, teru shebal peh, ravina novashi, that we have that in makis, davov amud beis, mai lo yumas al pi eid echod, ilei mo eid echod, mamesh mereish shamis minei. Al pishnayim edim yumas ameis, ela mai echod, echod echod. להובי שניים שרואים את זה מחלין זה וזה מחלין זה ונראים את זה את זה שאינן מצטרפים כבר נסבר את זה בסך דמקריס בפרק ריסד הידים דבוב עמוד בייס. אוקיי, Ramban has it in the minyan as a lav. The Rambam is not mine as a lav. Now, why not? So the seemingly poshta teretz could be, but it's not true, would theoretically, maybe the shitza Rambam would have been. I'll say it differently because I don't want to even blame on the Rambam on this because I'll show you shortly it's not true, but there could have been a malach to say that it's not nimne because it's a detail in Hilchas Kabbalah Seidus. The rule in Minyan HaMitzvahs is a shlila, a din, a specific din, midine HaMitzvah, is never nimne as a separate mitzvah. Example. There's no mitzvah. Even though the Torah says lo yumas al pi eidechot, let's say, even the Ramban is only moina not to be except an eidus miyuchedes. He would never, and definitely the Ramban will never be moina lo yumas al pi eidechot. You can't kill someone based on one eid. It's a lav. To kill someone if an eidechot is made against someone who killed, the dayonim will go ahead and they'll kill that person based on the eidus of eidechot. Are they over on a lav of lo yimas al pi eidechot, or are they over on a lav of lesirtzach? Why not both? So first of all, let's make it clear. Of course they're over lesirtzach, right? You all agree in that? The Torah says you don't accept one eid. So comes an eid to Beis Din, and the dayan, you know, he really feels powerful, Nebuch, this idiot with himself, he said, and he decides to kill the Reitzeach based on an Eid Echad. He's a Reitzeach. He's a murderer. Al Pidin, he could be, if there's going to be Eidim Asra on him, I mean, unless he does it with his hands, he won't be Chayiv, but he's a Reitzeach. He's a Reitzeach. A very Lesirtzeach. Whoever's going to kill him, Bepoyal, is going to be over on Lesirtzeach. But Lemaisa, the Dayan, is going to be part of a Lesirtzeach. The Torah, when the Torah says, the Torah doesn't have to tell you a separate lav. And more than that, it can't be both. There's no such thing as both. Because if the Torah is telling you that you don't accept an Eidechot, that's called a Shlila, it's a Din. The Din means the rule when there's a detail of a Halacha saying that you don't accept an Eidus of an Eidechot, there can't be a lav. Details of Dine Kabbalah's Eidus are not, cannot be nimne as separate lavin. I can elaborate on this for another 2 hours, giving a shir on the minyan. The rules, there's many times the Torah says something which is a detail of a halacha. See, I'll give you an example. It's a far off example, but I want to choose an easier example that you're not so familiar with, so it's going to give you make it easier for you. The pasuk says that when the Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chol Adam Lo Yia Bo'il Moed, Bevoi L'Chaper BaKodesh MiBoyad Seisoy. When the Kohen goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur to do the Avodah, no one is allowed to stand in the Oil Moed, in the outer part of the oil. And the halacha is you have to be mistalik from the Mizbeach of La'ulam. L'Chatchil, there is a din. It's not the same halacha, but there's the same halacha by Keteris. And every day, when the Kohen is makted Keteris, there's an iser on any Kohen to be in the Mizbeach Lefnim, besides the Kohen is being makted the Keteris. Okay? But when the Kohen goes Lefnai Lefnim, the Torah says, Chalodim lo yia bo yomoyd, v'voy lechapa b'koydish. Is that a lav? No. Why not? Because it's a detail of a halacha. That the avoider of the young Kohen Gadol in Lefnai Lefnim is Mechayev, that no one else should be standing there. And either it passes the avoida if it says twice, but it's a detailed medine avoida and it's not considered as a separate lav. And you can have many, many pirtei dinim in a lav, in a mitzvah of what yes to do, what not to do, and it's also to do, but it's not going to be even as a separate lav. When the Torah says you don't accept an eidus of an eidechot, that's not going to be a lav. Obviously, the Ramban is learning that mitzad, the acceptance of the Eidus, is accepted as it's a Beirur Gomor. as a clear, I have a clear yediya brura that it's true. In the dinim, and that's the reason why it's kosher b'dinim mominus. When the Torah says al pishnai made him shloisha edim yokum dover, and the Torah says al pishnai made shloisha edim yumas ameis, we have two separate psukim. The yokum dover is niskayim by momen al pishnai edim, even if it's nedus miyuchedus. We're not lacking in the dine beirur of edus. What we're lacking is, it's a special gzeres hakozer. There's a love that by dine nefoshes not to accept edus miyuchedus. But we're not lacking in a bearer. And the Rambam obviously also holds that. Rashiva always points to the halacha in Rambam. When the Rambam says that Eidus Miyuchedes is possible by Din Nefoshes, it's not because of Pidin, it's lacking in a bearer. There's another Rambam. The Rambam says by Hilchas Ritzeach, what happens when someone's a Ritzeach and there's an Eidus Miyuchedes that he was a Ritzeach? What Besen lets him off the hook? You know that locha? What did Bezdin do to the guy? They give him kippah. You know what kippah is? What? It's much worse than jail. They kill him, but in a...
They starve.
What? They starve him. They put him in jail. They starve him. They feed him a very, very tight diet. Till all of his stomach, his intestines are totally shriveled up, and then they dose it. They give him tons of food. They give him soyrim, barley, which specifically, if it's going to be not properly cooked, he's going to eat it, and it's going to swell up in his stomach, and it's going to kill the guy from overeating. Ha'hoyreg nefoshos v'lo yoyu shneim edim roin oisoy ka'achas. They didn't see him. Elo, echod michalin ze, echod michalin acher. Or there's other two cases here. Hurig bifnei shnei edim, beloy hasro. Or huk chesho edim bebdikis, not nechkiris. Kol eila haratz chonin, koisin ois la kipo, umachilin ois lechem tsar umayim lachat, ad shi yetzeru mei ehem, vachakach machilin ois soirin, ad shi kreisa nivkaas, mikovid hachoyli. This is the Einish of Kippur. It's a Gemara. If we would be lacking in a Beirur, there would be no Heter to do Kippur. Elamai, we're not lacking in a Beirur Adover. Because the Halacha of Eidus Miyuchedes, the Gzeres HaKosov not to accept Eidim. In Eidus Miyuchedes, obviously felt garnished in the Hilchas Beirur. There's a full Kiyum of Alpi Shnayim and Shloisha Eidim. Yokum Dover, Legabi Momen. So it's true Legabi Nefosh, it's also Legabi Beirur Adover. Rather, it's according to the Ramban, it's a love. The Torah says not to do it. Just like the Rambam is also moined, there's a love of not to punish someone on doing in a ma'aseh avera ba'oines. Zok Reb Chaim, what do you see from over there? You see that a ma'aseh avera ba'oines is considered a ma'aseh avera. It's just, there's a gzeres hakosov not to punish a person. It's a love. Of a ma'aseh avera ba'oines, what a shame achal shem ma'aseh avera. It's not that it's keman deloyovad. Again, Reb Chaim proves something in Sfenya Sod. If it's a nimnim, then minyan alavin, obviously it's considered a ma'isa avera. It's not that the Torah is being megalit to me that a ma'isa avera ba'onis is not considered a ma'isa avera, and therefore you don't give him a punishment. Then it wouldn't be nimne. That would be a shlila. That would be a detail. So stakishve, why isn't the Rambam meaning this love? Like the Ramban. Kumtar Sameach, and he gives a Zaitik a teretz that the Rambam, it's a very true teretz in the Rambam. The Rambam learns, is another drosha, which the Rambam learns, that the Pasuk is saying that, and that's the Ikara love. Even though the Gemara darshins as the drosha, the love over here, to tell me the Isser of Eidus Miyuchedes and the Hafko, that you can't kill someone, Beidus Nefoshes, Beidus Miyuchedes. The Ikar Alav is telling me something else. The Ikar Alav is saying, Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echod, is saying a halacha, which the Torah says, Eid Echod Lo Yane B'Nefesh Lomus. Which according to the Rambam, in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Aleph, there's a love. Shehizhir Ho Eid, an Eid is warned, miledaber bedin shehid olav va'aval pi shayachocham v'yodeya. Halacha is that an aid bedin and nefoshes, he has to be made the fact of the edus alone without giving any interpretation to Beis Din of therefore what to do. He could be the greatest Talmud Chacham, he could be the Av Beis Din himself, but when he says edus about a maise that's mechayev dinei nefoshes, he has to give over the details as they are and shut up. He'll add any extra explanation. He'll say, and therefore he's chayev misa, he's over and alav d'oraisa. He's not allowed to add any of his own opinion of what of how to punish the person and what Beis Din should be doing. He has to state the facts and keep quiet right there. And it's a lav. Adding an extra word saying, and he did a maaseh that he's chayev misa for, lav. That the pasuk, and there's two psukim that say this idea. The pasuk says, Ve'id echod layane b'nefesh lomus. Even an eid echod, and that's the chiddush, that he's not allowed just to give his own explanation, even one out of the two. He's not allowed to add. Yoid b'masherov v'yishtoik, v'hadayonim yasu be'idusoy, lefi masheyiro Elohim. And also the opposite is also true. He's not allowed to say any z'chus. Eid lo yane b'nefesh bein l'z'chus u'bein l'choivo. So what the Torah, according to the Pshut Yishol Mikra, the Rambam is learning that the Torah is Taka saying, that the Eid Echod cannot, even an Eid Echod of those two or three, is not allowed to express his own opinion. And according to the Rambam, the Pshut Yishol Mikra is going on that. Haganet is a drash going on the halacha of Eidus Miuchedes. But it's a drash, and the Pshut Yishol Mikra is going on this halach of Luyumas al Piyei Dechot, which a person can get malchus for. An aid, Bedina Nefoshes, who's going to add his own shtickle, his own explanation, even a mashahu, is taking it, he's over on the level of Luyumas al Piyei Dechot. That's how to learn the posuk, according to Ramban, according to Ramban. The parasha over here also tells Bektara on I say Bektara, I mean Alshtal Bektara. I'm rushing a bit. The halacha of Rabbi Mekabel a Novi. There's many details in Kabbalah's Novi. Klal Yisrael asked that the Torah should be given through a Novi, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvahs mipi HaGvura Shamanu Anoichi and Lo Yiyeh. And all the other were mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. It's also Gemara in Makis. What's the gematria of Torah, Tzivalonu Moshe? Torah is 611. 611 mitzvahs Moshe, and Shnayim mipi Agvuro Shamanu. Novi Yokim Le Miker Vachem Kamoicha. Nasati Dvarei Befi, V'dibra Aleim is Kolasher Atzavenu. And there's details of how you Mekabel Novi. And as I mentioned the Rambam Legabi Eidus yesterday, in Perek Ches Alocha Beis Nisoida Torah, says the Rambam, the fact that we listen to a Novi is not because the Ois and the Moifis that he does, and I say, hey, I know that he's saying the truth because of the Ois and Moifis. Rather, there's details, halochas, of when you're Mekabel, when you're not Mekabel. And since the Torah says that Alpi, the Mesorah, this is how to be Mekabel a Novi, therefore, we're Mekabel the Novi. But if it has to fit with the Dinei HaTorah, and as the Rambam says, I'll read it out to you. We accept it because the Torah tells us to accept it. And it fits with the rules of Kabbalah's Novi Alpi Torah, and he's accepted. Nimtzeisa Oimer. It's a beautiful Rambam. You should all see the whole thing inside. Like every Ben Torah should know Rambam, you say that Torah well. My father learned it with us. We probably, with me and my brother Naftali, probably weren't older than 10, 11. The Pasuk, the Rambam says as follows: Nimtzei soim shekol novi sheyamoid achar Moshe Rabbeinu ein anu ma'aminim boi mipnei ha'ois v'hamoifes levadoi. Kedei sheyomar will say im yase ois nishmaloi l'chol ma sheyomar. That's not why. It's not because elo mipnei ha'mitzvah shetziva Moshe b'Torah. We have a tziv mipnei Moshe b'Torah that tells us. V'omar im nosan ois el of tishmon. The pasuk says you listen to him. Therefore, we listen to him. Kemoish tzivanu lachtoi chadover al pishnei edim. V'avol pishenanu yodim im eidu emes im sheker. Just the Torah said to accept it, so we accept it. Kach mitzvah lishmoya mibze anovi. Avol pishenanu yodim im ha'ois emes a bekishuf v'loit. Even we don't know that. Maybe he did it through magic somehow. But Apid Klali Amesir, as the Rambam says, he's someone who's muchzik to us as a chacham, as a tzaddik, and he comes and he does the oisum moifes and he says he came in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he tells us a certain tzivug what to do. The Torah tells us Eilav Tishmo, we're chayav to listen to the Navi. And then there's the rules. If he gives the nevuah, he could be the greatest tzaddik. He gives a nevuah, and it's a nevuah letoiv, and it didn't totally happen. Asher yidav anov b'shem Hashem v'lo yadovar v'lo yavoy. Hu adov asher lidibra Hashem b'zod lidibra anovi leisogim menu, and you kill that novi. Why? I could be the tzaddik yisrael d'olam and everything. Again, we kill him because the Torah says to kill him. If the Torah, if alpi dinei haTorah. We accept him, then we accept him. We don't accept him, we don't accept him. Okay. In the previous parasha, in the last parasha we had, what happens if the Navi, he's a muchzik as a tzaddik, and let's say he's a Talmud of a Navi, that the Rambam Yisrael Atar is a Navi, Shehidol of Navi, he has a din of a Navi, he's a muchzik as a Navi, and then one day, he says to do a certain avoida of avoidas kichovim. A certain ma'isa of avodas kichov. The Torah warns us. And the Torah says, "Lo tishmal divrei hanovi yahu, o yalchelu machaloi ma'u ki menas Hashem lekeichem eschem lo das hayishchem oyavim Hashem lekeichem chol avavchem chol nafshchem." Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a challenge, and that whether you love a Kadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart and chol nafshchem chol ma'idecha. Siflexach hakasha. Not to be mekabel a Navi when he says something that doesn't fit alpi the klali nevuah. You have to be such a lover of Hashem. B'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is challenging you. Ki menas Hashem l'kirchem eschem l'das hayishchem ayavim es Hashem. What's really going on, Yard? Do you really love Hashem? There's a beautiful word and idea here from the Shoilo Meishav Yosef Shol Natanzon, the Lebbe Gerov. On the Gedolei Rabbanim Galitzki of his time. He says as follows. He says, if a person had in his heart Epsi Yitzahara, Taivala, to worship a certain avoid of Avodas Kichovim, like exactly like the Goyim do, he had a certain cheshik for that. And one day, the Gadol HaDor, who's muchzik giving nevuas, and his nevuas are becoming kuyim, and he's done lois and moifis, and he's muchzik by everyone to be the god Lador. He says, for the next month, Klal Yisrael have to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzave that you go ahead and you do this worship. He says, for a person who's all along had a yisahara to go do the navera, nothing's more appealing to him is when a rabbi, so to speak, or in this case, a Navi, or maybe the greatest rabbi, will tell him that it's mutter, there's a heter. Elamai, a person himself has to know the truth. That just because the Gadol HaDor, the official Gadol HaDor, the official Navi, who until now was muchzak as being the Navi, if he says to do something which is wrong, and even if you had a taiva all along to go ahead and do it, don't hide behind the cloak of the rabbi and go ahead and do it. Now, in order to stand up to such a Yetzirah, over there a person has to be Oyeves Hashem b'chol levavoy u'v'chol nafshoy in a true way. It's very easy, Dr. Rabbi Yosef Scholl, for someone to hide behind the God, to hide behind the rabbi and decide, oh, he said it's mutter, and therefore I'll go ahead and I'll do it. That demands true ahavas Hashem. Are you truthful? Do you truly love Hashem? Do you truly love His mitzvahs? Will you truly stay away from chet? Do you hate chet? Over there you have to hate chet. You have to love Hashem. You have to love Kedusha. You have to truly want to do the truth. Everyone, the whole Haredi populace of the time, they're all listening to the Navi. They're all doing that which seems like is the right thing to do. All the Orthodox Jews are doing it. Is it right or wrong? Over there you have to be Oyeves Hashem b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho. And that's an Yisoyin Lodas Hayishchem Yavis Hashem. There are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives challenges to people in order to see who's truthful or not. When the social setting changes, when you suddenly come to a new country, Klal Yisrael, we're in Europe, they suddenly come to America, the social setting changes. What person who all along had a Yetzirah to do a chet, and he was just held back because of the chevra, the sviva, the matziv. So he comes to the new country. Over here, they tell him you don't have to. And then slowly but surely, it's very grinding to keep Shabbos, and no one around him is keeping Shabbos. And then it's all very, very hard, and it's not poshut, and he's starving away. And they tell him it's pikuach nefesh. Then there's the conservative rabbi over there, who he for 50 years was an Orthodox rabbi. He gave an impression of being a very learned Jew. And I'm the simple Jew coming from my little shtetl off in Russia, coming here, and this big learned rabbi explains. He says, nah, over here nowadays, driving a car or some other doing a machine is not doing lemleches amishkin, and gives some conservative stupid heter and he says it's mutter. Lodas ayishchem oyavim es Hashem b'chol avavchem u'chol nafshechem. And these things, it happened then and it can happen now and it will happen in the future too. Come in 1917 and suddenly the whole Russia becomes communist and all these good, from Erlich Rabbonim who till now seen that suddenly they're going along with the communists saying Tikkun Olam and Tikkun Olam and we have to change with the times, etc. Ooh. The social setting changes, the Rabbonim change, the massive change. Over there you know who's truthful. Ladas Hayishchem so you have Hashem. It's true on a national level, it's true on a personal level. When one guy out of the chevre has to make up his mind, am I going to be part of this? I'm not going to be part of it. Is it right or is it wrong? That's where Ladas Hayishchem Oyehavim Es Hashem, where Hashem gives you the challenge. Are you truthful? Do you truly love Hashem? Are you truly holding on? Do you hate chet? Or Nebuch, you're looking for a teret to hide behind some cloak of some Navi Sheker, some Rabbi Sheker, to give you some kosher heter. It has a hechsher on it. It says it's kosher, right? A good Shabbos.